phantoms of a world gone by speak again the immortal tale, The Duel Without Honor.
Time to go now, Major Alexis. He must rest.
Yes, Father.
This way.
Has he told you nothing then about himself?
Here at the monastery, we never ask questions.
Oh, how much he's changed. As radically as my opinion of him. Once I disliked him intensely, Father.
Oh, not Captain Zhodnirsky.
Oh, yes.
Sit down, Major. Or perhaps you'd rather not tell me.
Oh, no. No, I'd like to tell you. It was when Zhodnirsky came to Valines from St. Petersburg. Dashing, self-confident, a skilled duelist with pistol and saber. And he had a way with women. Yes. Yes, that brought about much of his disfavor with his fellow officers. Of course, you're probably unfamiliar with military matters, Father, but we had an unwritten law in our garrison. Officers, regardless of rank, with seniority of service on the post, had an unchallenged field with the women of their choice. A sort of a method for eliminating squabbles among the men. Well, there was a Lieutenant Stamm on the post who had coveted the vacancy which the captain had filled. He had known the captain at St. Petersburg. It happened that Stamm had courted the most beautiful girl in the region, Mariana Ravensky, for months before Zhodnirsky's arrival. So, naturally, when the captain began usurping the lieutenant's place with Mademoiselle Ravensky, there was bound to be trouble. And things couldn't possibly go on that way for long without Stamm taking action, which he finally did. He went direct to Mariana.
Oh, Lieutenant Stamm.
Good evening, Mariana.
Good evening. I presume, Lieutenant, you have a pressing thought on your mind coming here so abruptly.
I have.
Well?
Mariana, I had to talk to you.
Yes?
Mariana, you know how much I love you. I'd do anything in the world to make you happy.
You're hurting my hand, Lieutenant.
Tell me that you love me, too. Say you'll marry me.
Please. My hand. But I don't love you, Lieutenant Stamm.
You could learn to love me. Don't you have any feelings for me whatsoever?
As a friend, yes.
It's someone else, then. It is. It's Captain Zhodnirsky.
What does it matter? It is not you.
Zhodnirsky. You've been seeing him again.
I don't see where all this is getting us.
You know it's against garrison rules for a newcomer to court the lady friend of another officer. Yet you've been seeing him frequently since he arrived from St. Petersburg.
Am I to be tied by ridiculous military rules, too?
It is an unwritten law of the garrison.
If Captain Zhodnirsky has the courage to break so ridiculous a regulation, am I to forbid him to see me? Is that much more to his credit? He is a sensible man.
Then you have been seeing him, as I suspected.
How much more of this inquisition must I stand? Of course I've been seeing him. I find him a very interesting man.
And a rich officer.
Yes, but that matters little. He is not so ill-mannered as to pry into my private affairs. You and your spy. I want no more of it, you hear?
Now, Mariana, calm yourself. Your heart, you know.
Well, not you care about my heart. Coming here antagonizing me. Telling me of your silly garrison rules. Am I to adjust my life to stupid regulations you soldiers consider honorable? You and your honor.
Please, Mariana, don't excite
me. I will if I want to. I suppose you consider it honorable to pry into a woman's secret heart. Just for your own selfish reasons. It was honorable of you to cross-examine me like this. It was...
What is it?
Nothing.
You're so white. I told you your heart wouldn't stand it. Here, sit down.
Thank you.
Is there anything I can bring you?
No.
Water, perhaps?
No. I know myself. It will pass in a moment. See? I feel better already.
You must be more careful.
Please, Lieutenant Stan. Go now.
But, Marianna... Go. All right, Marianna. But let me tell you something. If I can't have you, no other man can have you either.
Leave this house.
Very well, Marianna. Good night.
Oh, Captain Zanimirsky.
Lieutenant Stem.
Breaking regulations again.
There is no law which forbids me seeing Mademoiselle Ravensky.
Quite right. Only a code among the officers.
Are you insinuating
only
that I am...
Only reminding you, Captain.
Gentlemen, I will tolerate no quarreling in my house. Lieutenant Stem, please go as I asked you to.
Very well, Marianna. As you wish. Good night, then. Good night, Captain Zanimirsky.
Come in, Captain Zanimirsky. I've been expecting you.
Your hand, mademoiselle. Your pardon. I wanted no scene.
Don't mention it anymore. Dinner is almost ready.
But, Marianna, you look so pale. Has anything happened?
No, nothing.
But it has. That's Stan. He did something to you.
No, I assure you, George.
If he so much as lays a hand on you, I'll cut him to pieces.
Please don't say that. I can't bear to think of you fighting.
But, Marianna, fighting is part of my life.
It is only that I don't wish to see you hurt.
I appreciate your concern, my sweet.
Promise me. You won't fight him.
That I can't do. But I can promise you my love. All of my love, Marianna.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, you grow more beautiful every day.
I confess it was then I became as incensed with Captain Zadomirsky's flagrant disregard of garrison customs as the other officers were. But Zadomirsky went on seeing Marianna. It was inevitable that the antagonism between him and Lieutenant Stam would break into open hostilities. I remember how bitter Stam was that night it happened. We were in the officers' quarters, passing time before dinner, playing at cards.
Hardly think it's as bad as that, Lieutenant Stan.
Didn't he come here to this very room, Major Alexis, on his first day in full dress? An unheard of display.
Yes, that's very true.
And that house he bought cost a pretty penny, with its rifle range and its library, indeed.
Even one's enemy is entitled to his own taste, you know.
And I wouldn't be at all surprised to discover money was responsible for his appointment. Captain here on the post.
Now, careful, Stan. Bear your little enmities. We know of your affairs of the heart and understand them. But no discrediting the service, please.
I tell you, the man's a showman, nothing more. And I knew him at St. Petersburg. A duelist? Well, he's yet to prove himself in our eyes. I shall personally see to it that he gets that opportunity. I shall...
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I came for dinner. If I'm interrupting a game, I...
Oh, no. Nonsense, Captain Zadomirsky. Come, sit down.
But I don't mean to interrupt.
You came at an opportune moment, Captain. We were just talking about you.
Oh?
About your skill as a duelist. Of course, I had to tell of your exploits at St. Petersburg.
I sincerely hope I can live up to any reputation you have helped build up.
You misunderstand, Captain. While these gentlemen extol the virtues of dueling, I'm not quite in agreement with them.
Dueling is an accepted practice here, is it not?
When one's honored at stake, yes. Professional dueling, no.
Then I don't think I see what...
Let me demonstrate. A pack of cards, please.
There you are.
Thank you. There. Draw one, Captain.
But what do
you... Draw one. Go ahead. I'll match it. That's it. What have you?
King of spades.
Here's mine. An ace of hearts. Too bad for you if we've been betting. Forgive me. A little trick of palming I learned long ago. Now... Do you see what I mean?
No, not exactly, but...
You have a shooting range, Captain, haven't you?
I have.
You practice with a pistol.
Daily. And with a saber and foil, whenever I can find a worthy opponent.
That's exactly the point. You practice regularly. Why?
Well,
why does a gambler practice card tricks? To become proficient.
to be able to outwit amateurs.
And I practice to become a skillful duelist, is that it?
Something like that.
Gentlemen, am I to stand here and be insulted?
With one as skillful as you, Captain Zadomirsky, dueling becomes not a redress for an insult to your honor. It becomes plain and simple assassination.
Gentlemen, this man is mad.
You may think so if you wish.
He knows I will not challenge him. I am a match for him in any of the weapons of individual combat. He knows that from St. Petersburg. He knows it would really be murder to force him to fight me. Major Alexis, I appeal to you.
Well, what can I do, Captain?
I am a newcomer here. I bear no malice toward anyone. Yet he finds it proper to insult me, knowing I cannot challenge him, an amateur, as it were, and live with my own conscience.
Well, what have you to say to that, Lieutenant Stamm?
I have not refused to accept any challenge he might give.
But the odds are all against you.
If we fight Captain Zadomirsky's way, yes.
Well, how else do you propose to fight? Speak up, Stamm, and stop smiling so smugly.
I maintain the captain is courageous only when he fights on his own terms, with his own weapons, in ways familiar to himself.
Name your weapons. Name your methods.
Patience. That is what I'm about to do. Then we shall see whether you're quite so eager to fight.
No conditions you impose can stop me from bringing you to account for your insult.
Then I propose that we use pistols to be fired with the barrels not more than 6 inches from each other's heart.
What?
One of the pistols to be loaded, the other to contain only a cap.
Oh, this is absurd.
Those are my conditions.
Major, I appeal to you. Is this dueling? It is madness, I think. This poor fellow is... Well, I know what has twisted his mind against me.
I'm afraid, Captain Zadomirsky, you've brought this upon yourself. You know our customs here and your attitude about them. I'm sure the men will all agree with me. There, you see?
Very well, I accept. I am afraid of no man living.
Very well. I shall be your aide, Lieutenant Stamm.
Have I a friend to second for me?
Count on me, Captain. As regimental doctor, I must be there anyhow.
Thank you, Dr. Belial. What is the place?
The tomb of the two brothers.
Very well. The time, I presume, is dawn?
It is.
I shall be there, promptly at dawn.
This outrageous duel was set. And on the night before, Mariana, a long cape wrapped snugly about her, knocked on Captain Zadomirsky's door. The night was dark, and from the sky fell sheets of silver rain.
Mariana!
Well, aren't you going to ask me in, George?
Yes, of course. Come in. Drenched. Here, let me take your coat. There. Come inside. There's a fire in the library. I was writing some letters.
Oh, George.
Well, what is it, Mariana? Why are you here? You'll catch your death of cold out in this weather. Oh, midnight. No, sit over here. There. Now, tell me what's wrong.
Please, George, stop acting. I know.
No? No what?
About you and Stamm, about tomorrow. Why didn't you tell me, George? Why?
Oh, I hope to spare you.
Spare me? When I may not see you again, ever? Don't you suppose I want every minute with you I can have?
I only thought...
Oh, George. George, I love you so much. I can't bear the thought of anything happening to you.
Oh, please, Mariana, don't upset yourself.
George, please. Please don't go through with this. We can go away from here, anywhere.
But... Darling, my honor is at stake.
Honor? What is honorable about this so-called duel? It's nothing more than wanton destruction of human life. Please, George. Must I beg you to come away with me?
Mariana, I can't.
But your life belongs to me now, too. Or don't you think that much of me?
In the name of heaven, Mariana, stop torturing me. I love you with all my heart, but... Can't you see me, a skillful duelist, to refuse Stamm's conditions? That would be an admission that I fight only when the odds are stacked on my side. And that would be cowardly. I could not live with myself. It would eat at my conscience until...
George! George, I command you not to go through with it.
Ariana, I love you even more for what you're trying to do, but I can't do what you ask. Why, even you would be ashamed of me. Could you possibly love a dishonorable man?
I suppose you're right, George. I wouldn't love you the less. But you would come to hate me. George. George, whatever happens, remember, I shall always love you. Always.
I will think of you every minute, Marianne.
Goodbye, my love. I'll be waiting for you at my window tomorrow. Waiting and watching for you to write back to me.
Until tomorrow, then, darling. Until tomorrow.
Oh.
Are you all right, Captain Zhodomirsky?
Yes. I see Stam and the others are already here.
Good morning, Dr. Belayev.
Good morning, Major Alexis.
Captain Zhodomirsky.
Major.
If you are ready, then, gentlemen, your sabers. Plant them here. About a pace apart. That's it. Who gives the word to fire, gentlemen?
Major Alexis, do me the honor.
Surely, Captain. Stand behind your sabers, gentlemen. Lieutenant Stam has furnished the pistols.
If Captain Zhodomirsky is ready, we shall load them.
Oh, that is unnecessary. One has a live ball, the other is not loaded.
Lieutenant Stam, do you know which is which?
It doesn't matter. Zhodomirsky can choose first.
This one, then, gentlemen?
Take the other, Stam. Ready, gentlemen?
We are waiting, Major.
You are very brave, Zhodomirsky.
One.
I saw Mariana watching for you at her window.
Two.
But she will not see you right back, Captain.
Three.
You drew a blank, Captain Zhodomirsky.
Fire in God's name, fire.
That is for me to decide whether I fire or not.
Quickly, stop this silly talk. Fire.
I have no desire to kill you, but I've proven my point. You are a skilled duelist. But under these conditions, your skill has been useless. Fate decided that you should die and not I.
You have insulted me. I could have cut you to ribbons or put a bullet through your heart at 20 paces. But I accepted your terms. Fire! I have nothing more to say to you.
Major Alexis, judge this. All I want of him is a promise not to be so quick to fight duels because of some silly whim. Tell him acceptance of such conditions cannot mar his honor.
Captain Zhodomirsky has conducted himself bravely. He can accept the proposed conditions. Can he not, gentlemen?
Yes, indeed he can.
He consents, then.
It is you who speaks, Major. Not Captain Zhodomirsky.
Captain, it is folly not to accept these terms.
There can be no stain to your honor. Accept.
Very well. I accept. Sheathe your sabers, then, gentlemen.
My compliments, Captain Zhodomirsky. You have shown yourself a brave man in the face of death. The pistols were not loaded.
What?
Either of them.
Fresh insults. This greater than before. Now we must fight. And the pistols will be loaded if I have to load them myself.
Fight, insult me if you want. I've spared your life. I'll not take it now. My heart. Hold on, Stan. If you don't fight Zhodomirsky, you'll fight me. This is outrageous. To think that I was your second. You've acted the scoundrel. Now you shall pay. I'll have your blood.
And if the Major doesn't kill you, I surely shall. Get off your horse.
No, Doctor. Let me at him.
Yes, we're going to get him.
I can't fight you all. Choose one among you and I'll fight him. Out of my way now. I have other business to attend to at the moment.
Yes, ma'am. Come back. Rogue. He's a disgrace to the uniform.
Major, I propose we see that he resigns. This is a serious offense. He made Zhodomirsky go through all the sensations of a man condemned to death while he himself was at ease. I can complete the necessary ill health certificates for Stam's release.
I agree, Doctor. Have we any dissenters?
None at all, Major.
Captain Zhodomirsky, our humblest apologies.
It is all right, Major. Scoundrel. He's up.
I suggest we retire to quarters for some breakfast.
Look, riding toward Mademoiselle Ravensky's. Doctor, come with me quickly before it is too late.
Hurry, Doctor, hurry. She's not at the window. Something has happened. Follow me. Mariana! Mariana! Mariana. Speak to me.
Stand back, Captain. Let me see her.
Is she...
Yes. Her heart. Some great shock. It was a chronic ailment, I understand.
Oh. No. Mariana. Speak to me.
Captain. Help me lift her to the bed.
Can't be. It's not true.
Come away now, Captain. Come.
He did it. Stan. I see it all now. The duel. The whole thing planned so diabolically. He never meant to fight. This was his intention all the time. To ride past her window. To make her think I was dead. He knew her heart could never stand that shock. He knew.
Oh, come away, Captain.
Come away. He knew. He shall pay for this. I'll make him pay for this if it's the last thing I ever do.
Come back, Captain. Where are you going?
I'll make him pay. I'll make him pay.
Zadomirsky!
Rowling!
Just put up that stable!
Rowling, or I'll spit you in the saddle! Dismount! Now, draw!
Wait. I tricked you only to test your courage.
You killed Mariana.
No, I did not.
You did. It was your whole scheme, wasn't it? Answer me! Answer me!
Yes. I told her no other man would have her. And I meant it.
I meant every word of it. And now if it's a fight you want, you'll get it. Come ahead! We'll see now just how skillful you are!
Come, Sam. You can do better than that. Are you tired already? Your blood, Sam, see? It trickles down your arm.
Stop! My blade! I dissolved!
Pick it up.
Mercy! For the love of heaven, mercy!
Mercy? I'll give you mercy.
No.
The same kind you gave Mariana.
No, stop.
Now who is courageous?
No.
Stand up like a soldier.
No.
It's done.
Gone forever. Mariana. I can't believe it. I can't.
But it was true. Mariana was dead. That's all the story I know, Father. How did he come here to you?
One day, not long ago, we found him unconscious on the road outside the monastery. We nursed him, and when he opened his eyes and looked at us, we were struck with a terrible sadness in them. He secluded himself, meditating, trying to find some solace in his sorrow. Day by day, he wasted away. Till he was the man you've seen in there.
Oh, how changed he is. Father, will it be long?
Only a little while. Has he any kin we can notify?
No. No, he's alone.
Oh, wait. Friar Chekhov. Is he...
The nod of the head. And that is the final word. I see. It's over for him. Now at last, somewhere, they're together again. I've lost a great friend, Father.
We've lost a great man.
From the time-worn pages of the past, we have brought you the story, The Duel Without Honor. Bellkeeper, hold the bell!